Well, in his 8 years, Pope Benedict made several decisions affecting our part of the world, including canonizing the first Native American saint because of what the church says was a medically inexplicable miracle, the healing of Jake Finkbonner of Ferndale, who was close to death, losing a battle at that time with flesh-eating bacteria, healed after the family prayed to Blessed Kateri, a 17th century Native American. And joining us live on the Como Newsline is Jake's mother, Elsa. I would love to get your thoughts. Were you surprised at this announcement?
We were surprised to learn of his resignation, but at the time that we had actually come face to face with him in October, to see him and to hear his voice, that was the first impression that we all undertook, was that the frailty of him, that he has his health has definitely deteriorated in, since the time that he has taken his seat in the papacy. So it was, I guess it was really of no surprise to see that he took it upon himself to resign.
As you look back at the canonization and your trip to the Vatican, what are your thoughts at this point?
Well, I guess I feel very empathetic for him that he is of such frail condition, but at the same time, the expectations, the duties that he has in his position are a lot to ask of a person of his age. And so I guess I look at his resignation as somewhat of an act of bravery that he knows, and he took it upon himself to resign himself from that position because he is unable to not only physically but mentally fulfill those obligations. So it's sad to see him go, but obviously we wish him well, and just well in his last few days in his seat.
Elsa, we're just about out of time, but we can't let you go unless we ask you how Jake is doing today.
Jake is doing fantastic. He continues to do very well in school and in sports, and we will most likely have his 30th surgery this summer, but we will take every day as we're given it.